Young gentleman visits a girl, you might say that he's doing what? He's...
Well, he's sparking or courting or making love, all those things. I've been doing that a long while.
And if he stops coming all of a sudden, you might suspect that she has done what?
But the chicken got the axe.
He got the axe.
Yeah, he got the axe. Or they broke up or something like that. Well, it's unfortunate the way things happen today.
Did you ever say give him the mitten?
Yes.
How about
jilt? Give it to him in the neck or jilt?
Give it to him in the neck?
Yeah. I have a cousin who's living with his fifth wife.
Fifth wife.
Turns him out of the pasture and gets another one. Now when they have the social events, the other four come into his home. I'd never submit to anything.
Now you remember the noisy serenade after the wedding?
Chivalry.
And the man who stands up with the groom is known as the
best man.
And the lady who stands up with the
bridesmaid.
That's pretty general. You ever hear them call waiters?
No.
Well, after the ceremony is completed, then you can say they are officially
married or united.
And you have a group of bad politicians in office, and you say, I don't have any use for the
bunch. And unfortunately, the good men don't want those offices, and the crooks want for what they can get out.
Would you ever say the crowd, I don't have any use for the whole...
A whole crowd. But there's always good ones among them.
Sure.
Even in Chicago, there's good people.
You probably didn't attend many dances when you were young.
No.
Any sort of different kinds of dances here that help us on this business. Do you remember him talking about the difference between a dance in a public place and a dance at home or anything like that? Different names?
Social dance?
Which one was that?
Well, that's for the public, really, public dance. The home dances.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember him talking about German dance or hoedown or anything?
Hoedown, like that? Yes. That's when they put the pressure on with the music.
Now, a boy starts out for school, but he doesn't seem to get there. What did he do?
Tarries, by the way, or monkeys around, or something like that.
But is there any special word for not going to school when he should?
Okay. Of course, now they got these buses.
They gotta go. A child goes to school, ostensibly, to get a what? Get
an education.
And the boy who has just started the school is in the
first grade. He's having a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his little youngster starts this next fall.
After high school, if he's lucky, he goes to college. And the place where they go to get books, the building, is the what?
You know, library. This grandson of ours, he's a great reader. 8 years old.
Something. The place you go to buy stamps would be the
post office.
And the place you go to buy a ticket on a train?
Ticket office.
And the place you go to stay overnight in a room?
Hotel. Or motel. It used to be hotel.
Yeah. And the place you go to see a show would be the
theater or the movie.
And the place you go to have an operation?
Hospital.
And in the hospital, the lady that takes care of you is known as the
a nurse.
Wife is in charge of the health center at the college, by the way.
See your wife?
Yeah, she's the director of the health center. Got a little hospital there. Pretty nice one.
We have a daughter that's a trained nurse. She puts in 2 days every week. And they always want help like that.
And I don't know what the what it is here in Bureau County, but in DuPage County, Wheaton is the place where the, all the records are kept, you know, and everything.
Oh,
it's
yes.
For the county. It's called the what? Is there a
record?
You know, where they've got the hall and the jail and everything, where all the county records are kept. They call it one town in every county.
Courthouse.
Or the county...
on the seat. Well, we got a dandy down here, Princeton. That's the county seat of this county. New one.
I heard you talk a while ago about streetcar. That's what you, the old means. They used to have a lot of these for transportation, streetcar.
Mm-hmm. I remember when they pulled up with a horse in Chicago, with a team.
Now, you pull the bell if you're riding a bus, and you pull that little bell.
A rope.
Rope or string. And that means that you
want to stop.